Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
My name is Evie, and I'm here with
Ronnie
and Derby.
Woo! Zed Games, we're back. Sorry about last week. I was a bit sick.
Still coughing there,
yeah, it's a punctuation cough.
A punctuation cough.
Yeah, it's not like a
sick
cough.
Throat, clearing the throat.
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, I'm here. I'm present. I'm not ill anymore. Just, you know, the sick kind of like cool sick, you know, like, yeah, I'm fully sick
with all those hand gestures that all of our listeners can see because we're on radio.
Yeah, they can see me with my rock hands, whatever it is. I don't know,
devil horns.
I'm cool, I can say that.
Yeah So cool.
Well, we're back again. We're gonna talk about video gaming stuff. We normally talk about video game news. We also talk about gaming reviews and anything general happening in the gaming industry or sphere.
Mm-hmm.
We do tend to focus also on our local indie community here in Brisbane, but also around Australia. So we're all about that stuff. Yeah, in case you're wondering, what the hell am I listening to on 4ZZZ this afternoon? Or around the country on CRN, that's what you're listening to. Yeah. Video games and things.
Woo-hoo.
And I feel so totally out of whack. I've not been here in a week and I'm like, how do radio again?
Yeah, we've been watching as you've basically just been hovering around going, what am I doing again?
Yeah, what? There's a button. What am I doing? Oh. And then I get back and then the show before us is, you know, finished and what's happening?
Letting the spirit of the radio fill you.
Yep. Anyway, cool. How you guys been?
Look, I'm all right. I finished the uni semester, so I'm like a little bit more free. And that kind of was timed perfectly because then I got to play games.
Well, that's
and I hadn't had any time to play any video games while I was getting through the end of the semester.
Well, you're free now and you got a PlayStation 5, so...
Yeah.
I've been staring at those.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm every day I'm refreshing to try and find a new PS5 available somewhere.
We had a friend over and he literally licked it.
What?
Yeah, he wiped it down afterwards, but he came up and he licked our PlayStation. I wasn't there to see it. My partner was just like, hey, by the way, so-and-so totally licked the PlayStation because he joked about it. And then he followed through,
awkward.
I guess.
Is it like the Switch cartridge thing where we have to lick it as like a rite of passage to taste the evil?
I have never licked a Switch cartridge, so maybe
home, I'll send you a message and let you know how it goes.
I'll video chat it. Well, yeah, it's fine.
Oh yeah.
How
have you been, Toby?
I've been stressing out about trying to find a PS5 and playing lots and lots and lots of Destiny 2 expansion.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody has seen me on Discord at some point or another. Otherwise, playing around. Oh God, I've leveled up so much. I've been learning about all the different intricacies and researching all the different ways that you can get even more powerful and shatter things.
No.
Every morning I wake up to
Destiny
like,
2 nerds
to Discord chats that I've obviously missed because they get on after I've gone to bed.
Yeah.
I mute it now.
And so
whole channel now.
I just look at it and I go, oh yeah. Sure, maybe I did want to play 8 hours ago, but I was asleep.
Are you sure?
So if I had been awake, I might have liked it.
We need the old Yahoo, the ding ding. Just buzz you like over and over again. Back
ding,
in the old Yahoo days, you could knock on people's messengers.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
And the screen would vibrate.
Oh, my God.
That's old school.
I would throw my phone out a window.
Well, anyway, aside from, you know, me being sick, now I'm better.
What about you?
Toby's now, you know, he's playing Destiny 2 at an excessive rate, and Ronnie's friends are licking PlayStation 5, so I guess that's a pretty good week. We are now, however, going to listen to the week in gaming news, so let's do it.
This week in gaming news. getting the warm fuzzies from Animal Crossing. Earlier this month, Professor Andrew Sibilski, Director of Research at the Oxford Internet Institute, released a study on the effects of the amount of time playing games on reported well-being. He surveyed 3,274 players of Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville and Animal Crossing New Horizons and found that players of Animal Crossing New Horizons had a significant positive relationship between the two variables, showing that the amount of time played increased reported well-being. These results were particularly prominent in feelings of autonomy and belonging. In brief, more Animal Crossing game time equals more feelings of fulfillment and freedom, thus more feelings of happiness and connection. The study concludes that while there is a significant positive correlation, this was an explorative study, indicating a need for further studies to expand our knowledge into how gaming affects our health and well-being. If you would like to read the study, we have it linked on our Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU. Nintendo in the headlines. Nintendo is asking businesses to refrain from bringing politics into Animal Crossing New Horizons, and as such has published guidelines. These guidelines focus primarily on keeping the game G-rated, removing political content, for example Joe Biden's campaign-created island, and indirect or direct advertising slash profiteering within the game. Disrespecting these guidelines will result in being asked to stop and possibly being prohibited from future access to the game. Nintendo has also ordered the cease and desist of the annual The Big House GameCube Smash Bros. Melee tournament. The competition, which has run since 2011, had moved online due to the current COVID-19 pandemic. This was only possible due to the help of the Wii and GameCube emulator Dolphin and mods such as Slippy. These allowed for smooth online play currently unavailable on the Nintendo GameCube. The tournament was forced to cancel the competition to comply with Nintendo's claim of illegally copied versions of the game and use of the mod Slippy. The cancelling of the competition has led to public outcries of unfair treatment by Nintendo towards the Smash community and the hashtag #SaveSmash trending on Twitter. The Game Awards 2020. The Game Award nominees for 2020 have been announced, with The Last of Us Part 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Ghosts of Tsushima, Doom Eternal, Hades, and Final Fantasy VII Remake going up for Game of the Year. The big hitters this year are The Last of Us Part 2, receiving 10 nominations, Hades with 8, and Ghosts of Tsushima with 7, all spanning over several categories from art, music, narration, and the new category, Innovation in Accessibility. The live stream will be broadcast through YouTube at 10 a.m. on December 11th, Brisbane time. And don't forget to place your vote. We will provide a link on our Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU. And that's all this week in gaming news.
Thank you so much, Toby.
That was me.
That was you.
In my sultry voice.
I recognise that
I'm doing
voice.
It in the middle of the night. It's great. It's my second time ever. No, it's trying not to talk over the trains.
Trying not to talk over the train?
Yeah, the train. I live right next to a train line, so that's fun.
There's a reason I don't pre-record anything. Because I don't think either of you guys have been in my apartment. We back right onto the train line.
Mm-hmm.
And the trains come every half an hour plus, because of the non-commuter trains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite's the three... Anyway, news.
The 3 a.m. Go back to the 3 a.m. Free trains. Anyway.
Can we stop talking about trains?
I was actually going to say trains innovation and accessibility as a new category for the Game Awards. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
About time. Wow, guys, come on. It's 2020 and you haven't had any notion of creating a category like that. Well...
Look,
shame on you. But thank you for doing it eventually.
I was going to say, I'm not surprised. I'm happy, but I'm not surprised it took this long, but I'm happy that it's here.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, it took a while. It was a bit of a frown, and then it's like, well, it's here now, so it's fine. I'll just have a champagne. Thank you. So, yeah, Smash.
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 Look, it's always been an issue. I don't know. Nintendo's never really been... I was in the Smash community for a while.
Ooh.
Not as aggressively as say the people I dated while in the Smash community.
Okay.
I was there because I didn't really have a choice. But then I started learning to play and I was not terrible. until you actually sounds put like me in a competition, and then I, for some reason, couldn't beat anyone. But if you took the competitive side out of it, I was totally fine.
I love adrenaline for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been a bit of an issue where, like, Nintendo never really wanted to acknowledge.
Yeah, it really seems that way. Like, it seems that, like, a lot of this kind of stuff from my research doing the news, it's that while there's this wonder, there's this huge push for some sort of industrial, like, community, what's the word, competitions, like, huge competitions, yeah. And then Nintendo's like, yeah, and then goes,
so yeah, when right. Ultimate came out and we saw that Ultimate had a tourney, like an actual setting for it, we thought they were going to start to embrace it and start to actually maybe support the community. No, that didn't happen.
And then the connections failed.
And then, yeah, and so, you know, we saw, like, overseas that people weren't really having an issue, so we were kind of like, oh, it's just Australian internet, cause classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bad sometimes when you were trying to play with people online.
Yep.
Even if they were in the same city, sometimes we would have issues.
Yeah, and, like, I'd be completely making the bringing this off the top of my head, but something like the fact that they specifically named a mod for it that made the connections more stable is really interesting to me.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't really know much more about it. All I know is Nintendo has never quite, there's always been a bit of a separation, especially when it comes to Smash, which has always been really, really weird because Smash has been around for how long? It's still here. It's just as strong, if not stronger. And they haven't really supported it in the same way as some of the other things, like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Nintendo, like Paul was saying earlier in the week, he was saying how, you know, Nintendo are quite conservative with a lot of things.
Mm.
As much as they are, you know, innovators in a creative sense and in a gameplay perspective, they're also a company that's very, yeah, just conservative.
You mean punching your friends isn't family friendly?
What? No.
No.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No.
Well, you can't get a copy of the Xbox. You can't get an Xbox. You can't get a PS4. But gosh darn, you can get a Switch.
You can also get, which Paul would like me to mention, the Atari VCS or whatever it is. What it's called.
Oh, how much is it going for?
It's more than it's more expensive than the PS5 on the Xbox. That's where I'm sitting. Anyway,
I will be upgrading my PC.
Ooh.
If you liked anything that you heard from the news tonight and you'd like to learn a bit more or check out some more information, they are posted on the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU, so you can head over there and take a look at more news and things. Also, lots and lots of memes. There's usually like 5 or 6 memes posted a week that are pretty great. Gaming related, of course.
They are brilliant memes.
They're on point. And also, the type of humor, the humorous memes in ways that offend no one. That's the kind of jokes that I like, where everyone can laugh. Anyway, you're listening to Zed Games. We are now about to head into a pretty awesome segment. I mean,
Don't put that pressure on me.
I'm putting the pressure on you because it's a big hype game.
It is.
It's a big hype game, and we've got lots of big hype games actually planned for the rest of this year to talk about. So if you're a big Zed Games fan, I can highly recommend our next lot of shows are going to be packed full of some big games.
So many.
And today's is
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Woo! Viking sounds and drums now.
Ah! I was so excited, right? Okay, because I really loved Black Flag. I really got into Assassin's Creed back when I had an Xbox, and now I'm playing it on PC, which was a little bit different. I did plug in a controller to see what it was like with a controller. Didn't like it. They changed
it. I still hated it.
They changed all the sort of controller mappings on it. So it was very sort of Demon's Souls, where even though you're swinging with a sword, you had to use a trigger. And I don't like that. I'm not a fan. That's my personal opinion, though. But I think I was pretty impressed when I first loaded it up, because it goes through this very, very detailed settings. And very detailed in the way of, like, the accessibility isn't just subtitles, which I don't see in a lot of games, actually. And colorblindness. The colorblindness settings were insane. Now, I'm not colorblind, but my partner is. So it's not, their colorblindness settings aren't just like three kind of subpar options. There are a couple of different ways you can go about it, which were really, really cool. I'm interested in subtitles because I can't hear anything. Well, that's a lie. I can hear, but not well. So I do rely on subtitles. And you can change the size of the font, the color of the font, the background, all of those good things to make it as accessible for you as you need it to be. So I was impressed with that first off, but I haven't actually been able to go back and find those settings again. So I think once you sort of set some of those things, they're set. There would be a way to go back through it. I haven't found it. But then, as I'm sure you guys know, I had a lot of issues with the game.
yeah, we know.
The combat was janky. It bottlenecked my computer. My CPU just couldn't handle it. And my CPU, while not their ideal strength of CPU, like ideal CPU, was still better than their minimum requirement. And it just couldn't. I still have issues with it. It takes you about 4 hours-ish to get through. If you're just sort of playing it and taking in everything, not skipping through cutscenes, takes you about 4-ish hours to get through the, like, tutorial introductory chunk. And then you get to go to England and be a Viking and raid things and kill things and pet cats and pet dogs. And that's pretty much all my gameplay has turned into. You can pick up cats. They let you pick them up and they're these massive things, right? And they purr and they nuzzle against you and you pet them. And it's pet with an E in the game. And they let you pet the dogs as well. There's not a whole lot of actual assassination going on. It's very much like fighting. It feels a lot more like The Witcher 3 to me than getting to be an assassin. And I do like to actually play those assassin roles where I do like to sneak around and like let my crew fight everybody while I go off and assassinate from behind. But it... you don't really get as many options to do that, at least as far as I've seen.
Okay.
And so sometimes you're stuck without your crew. Like, where I'm at the moment, I have to fight off, like, 20 guys, but it's just me, some other dude, and his bear. And it's not really going very well. They have, like, 2 Goliaths, and I've died already 3 times, and it's not amazing. But that being said, I eventually sort of figured out, like, with my computer, some settings that made it a little bit more playable. The combat still sucks. Like, it's just janky.
Mm.
I'm not having fun with it. So, like, at first I thought it was, oh, I'm on keyboard and mouse, so maybe that's why I don't enjoy it as much right now. So that's why I tried the controller. I hated it more with the controller. And sort of like in The Witcher 3, don't lock on to any of your enemies because then you can't control your camera. If you're locked on to enemies, you can't move your camera around to see that somebody's trying to, like, hit you from behind because they will do that. It's not like once you're fighting one person, everybody else waits. And then it'll lock on to, once you kill them, it'll lock on to whoever's next in your line of sight. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's attacking you from behind, you can't turn around and hurt them. So I just learned very quickly not to lock on to anybody and just swing until I hit something, which is sort of how I've gone about it. But you get to build up your little town, and they give you, if you actually go in and read your little scroll in your room, it tells you what is the best to build next and what's the best to start with. So it gives you a little bit more guidance there. And there's berries all over the place for you to eat and heal yourself with. But of course, you have your assassin's sight, which is Odin's sight, and you have a raven. So your raven gives you an actual bird's eye view of everything that's going on, and then you use your Odin's sight to see where your enemies are and stuff. It lasts for about 2 seconds. I'm not even joking. and it'll show, like, arrows and that you can pick up and enemies, but it doesn't show where there are bushes of berries for you to heal. And so I kind of don't like using it unless I can't tell my crew from the people I'm trying to fight. In which case, sometimes I'll use it, but normally the game will show you a dot or an arrow for your objective or your crew.
But it's not really a very useful mechanic.
No, I haven't found it incredibly useful. I liked that it was a big part of the game, sort of in Black Flag and all of that, but no. Also, you get to sail around on your long ship and you get to ride horses. But again, you
it
should...
seems like you really enjoy the animals.
I love the animals. There's deers, there's snakes. Like, you can get bitten and killed by a snake.
It's too close to reality. No.
But I would recommend, if you ever see if you see an animal around, get far enough back that you can scare it off and see it run off into the distance. Because there is a part in the game...
It'll still render for 5 minutes.
It's hilarious.
That's why your CPU's not working.
It was just, like, I saw a horse... And the horse was still, it wasn't galloping, and it was just sliding across the screen.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, and it forced you to look at it. You had to look at it. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, oh, you guys could have done so much. The world is massive. I'm still like exploring everything. I'm about 14 hours into the game. I'm enjoying it more now that I can have a little bit more control over how I play, and now that I'm playing it more like I played The Witcher, I think I'm enjoying it a bit more.
So it's slowly warming on you now.
Yeah. But well, I do want the assassination stuff. It gave me a lot of strife in the beginning. It gave me
a lot of crossed arms.
I was like, and in our Discord, I was like, why is it killing my computer? Like, my computer is a very decent machine. Which I will upgrade, but like it's 4 years old now. But I had never run into this issue with my computer before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sad to hear it, but I'm also glad that it's warming on you. I mean, for anyone out there, you know, Valhalla. It's
Valhalla.
It's great.
There are some beautiful assassination scenes. Although I think the assassination cutscenes of you killing wolves are a bit overkill.
Okay.
But when you actually assassinate like your objectives in the order, because you're trying to assassinate the Order of the Ancients, when you actually kill them, it's that's a blood and gore warning because they will show the insides of their body as your sword like pierces through all of their inner.
It's totally necessary.
I'm just thinking sniper elite
like,
style.
There's all the squelchy sounds and everything. Man. It's brilliant. I wasn't expecting it.
What a series. Anyway, where can we play Valhalla?
You can play it on PC, you can play it on Xbox, and you can play it on PlayStation 4 and 5.
Woo! There you go. Get your hands on that. There's also loads of other Assassin's Creed games that you can also enjoy.
Which you can play on, I think, every console. I've been playing Black Flag on the Switch.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's okay.
Because it's a kind of point where I'm just like, is that what?
I would rather put it on my TV, and use a controller, not the Switch.
Yep.
Zed Games. Woohoo!
Yay!
Talk about video games. Play gaming music.
I love video games.
I'm here with Ronnie and Toby.
Toby.
And I actually nearly said Paul.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Blaspheme!
We used to only ever have to know one dude's name.
Bob. At least it's not the same name.
That's true.
Well, if it were the same name, I think it'd be much easier.
It'd be Paul and Paulie.
I was thinking more B1, P1 and P2, but eh.
Yeah. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right.
See, my mind did not go there.
My mind immediately went to the bananas in pajamas.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a bit more safe in those areas. Me, I'm like, nope.
PG. I've got my PG mind on, okay?
Okay.
There's no,
after 6 o'clock at night. It's not PG. All right. Anyway,
okay.
We're going to talk about PlayStation 5 now.
The drool-worthy PlayStation 5.
I mean, I've played the PlayStation 5 a bit with Paul. Toby has not. And Rani owns one. So there's the qualifications. I'm like the midway between Toby owning one.
The ice.
Paul and
I stare.
I think it was just Paul and I that managed to get our grubby little hands on a launch console.
Yes, grubby.
Yes,
grubby.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And
people licking your consoles.
Yeah, no.
It's a thing.
It's fine.
Why?
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not mad. It's fine. You're going to be able to customize them. You can take the white panels off.
Oh, so it doesn't have to look like Seto Kaiba.
No.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. No, I heard about this.
Yeah, you're going to be able to customize them, which is really, really cool. But the thing you two are most excited about is the controllers.
When I was when I went over to Paul's, I was like, oh, yeah. Whoa, it's huge was the first thing I thought. It's a massive console. And then I was like, all right, I understand why. Well, it's definitely huge in comparison to the PlayStation 4 because went for such a sleek and slim design on the PS4 that that comparatively, it's monstrous. Yeah. But that's because it's basically a PS4 and the future gen in one thing, right? So it's this massive piece of hardware.
I'm pretty sure my PS5 is about as big as my tower, at least height-wise.
Holy hell.
It's huge.
I can send you the photo of it against our TV.
But also, Rani, you're a very small human.
I am tiny.
So you standing next to it make it look even larger.
Well, okay, so I have it next to our TV, but I can send you a photo that we can put up of it next to the TV. The TV's 55 inches.
Okay.
So it's a decent-sized TV, right? Mm-hmm. It is... The TV's on legs on a stand, and even on the stand, the PS5, it comes up to halfway, just over halfway on the TV height. It's massive.
It's like a small child.
Holy moly. Yeah.
It's bigger than Paul's baby. I know.
you held
it's
the baby
bigger
next
than
to
Ben-Hur.
It's like, Henry, stay still for a sec. Let me just check. So
that's how
don't
you
put a baby
sit.
That close to your PS5. Just clarify here. Please don't do that.
You don't know.
But yeah, okay, so it is backwards compatible, right?
Yes.
But the thing with that is not every game is going to be optimized for the PS5. The PS5 will warn you if it's a game that hasn't actually been optimized for it. And it's just not going to look as spectacular as you thought it was going to be. It might not play as spectacular as you thought it was going to. Mm. It is just sort of compatible with air quotes. Like, you can play it. It's fine. It's just not going to make it miles better.
Also, the other thing that was an interesting conversation, I think, was on the Discord channel, the Zed Games one now, private one. I just spat everywhere. Whoops. Anyway, as I was saying, there was like a discussion about the PlayStation 5 is like super powerful, it's amazing graphics, is gonna run 4K, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a TV,
they can do
that
it.
Can handle
yeah.
that.
It can we do have 4K,
a
yeah, but
we have a 4K TV. So it looks nice, but I really want to see it on my partner's mum's TV because she has a ridiculously beautiful TV, and everything looks so much better on her TV.
$10K, I mean, so not 10.
So I want to put the PlayStation on that TV. It's also bigger, so I want to see what it looks like on that because we don't really have multiple TVs to test our PlayStation against. We own a PlayStation. We don't have multiple TVs.
I don't even have a TV. I just have monitors that
are good
quality.
But they will handle, they'll handle 4K,
yeah,
right? More
they
or less.
They should do.
Okay, he's shriveling up now.
I have old monitors.
Oh. See,
they
my...
might be 1080p and 60 hertz.
Hey, look,
that's
honestly,
fine. 1080 is all you need.
Nothing wrong with
my
that.
My monitor can handle 4K, so I could plug the PlayStation into my monitor if I really wanted to.
What's the game that... Because what I played when I was at Paul's house on his PlayStation 5, when I was testing, he's like, would you like to play? And handed me the DualSense. And I was like, wow, it's so beautiful. And he put it in my hand, and my hand's like, whoa, this thing is heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a heavy, heavy kit. The game that you get with PlayStation, which is more just
like
showing
a play,
off.
Like the Play Lab type thing.
Play Lab?
I don't
Astro
think
Lab?
It's Play Lab.
Astro, it's
like
Astro something.
Astro, yeah, Astro yeah, yeah. Lab or something like that. Astro
yeah, yeah.
Play?
I don't know. I don't own things, so how would I know?
It is there to sort of teach you how
Astro's
to use...
Playroom.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
It is there to teach you how to use the controller, mostly. Mm.
Yeah, it's sort of like a showcase, right? Which is what Paul was saying. Oh, this is just a showcase, the controller. And then Paul and I ended up sitting there for like an hour and a half just playing it.
Oh, yeah.
I was
no,
like,
we
this
did.
Is actually
oh,
quite yeah. well designed, beautiful little immersive sort of piece, like a game, I guess, is what it is. And it's like... It shows off all the different sort of feelings and vibrations and sensations of the Sony DualSense. If you get a chance, maybe if they're showing them off in EB Games or in other venues or that have currently a PlayStation 5 on display, they probably play Astro's Playroom because it's a great way of just getting a sense for the actual controller and the console itself. So if you're wondering what should I play first, it comes with the console. Yep. It's a free game. It's part of it. And it's an excellent way of just getting an idea of what the actual console feels in your hands. Because it was this... I don't even know how to describe all the features and, like, feeling of the controller. It's so beyond PlayStation 4. Like, it's... like a whole generation, like amazing. Literally, like generations ahead.
I adapted to it so quickly as well, which I really loved. Like, it just...
it's very intuitive.
It's so, yeah, it really is. I loved it. And I've never been a big, big fan of the PlayStation controllers. I used to really enjoy Xbox controllers because I just... yeah, I'm they saying. Felt better.
They're also a fuller fit in your hand. Yeah.
And I just really enjoyed the PS5 controller.
It's definitely different from any other kind of... like, it's miles... different from any other PlayStation controller in the past. So that's actually probably like the biggest selling point to me.
Yeah, it's 90% of what I've read on it is that most of the wonderfulness of the PS4 might not even be the visuals. It might actually be the DualSense controller.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? If you've got a TV that can handle these like 4K and all this and you've got that, that's fantastic. Good for you. But it's
can't
also
feel it.
But yeah, the sensations that you have whilst that, you know, keep you sucked into a game is actually, you know, the hardware that you're using, such as which is going to be the controller. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing, and I'm definitely looking forward to buying one.
I'm looking forward to touching
when
one.
I'm thinking one. More like next year sometime, maybe when prices drop a little bit or someone regrets buying one. I don't know, and I'll buy a second hand. But
when I can finally buy one.
Or we could just go and raid Rani's house sometime.
Yeah.
Or
just lick swap it. Between Paul.
$2,000 on eBay?
Paul. Yeah.
Yeah,
we will. We'll do that. Anyway, we're actually at the end of the show this evening.
Yeah.
It's been real fun.
Hmm.
Valhalla and PlayStation
Vikings.
Stuff. Yeah, Vikings.
I'm really enjoying invading the Brits.
Invading the Brits, yeah.
Payback.
Yeah. So, on that note, bye from everyone here and
bye.
See ya.
Love.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU. See you next time.